from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'd argue now this is a big three-game series coming up as any of those.
Oh, absolutely. I think this is...
These are the ones that determine whether or not you're going to be around.
Yeah, absolutely. These are the games that you have to win. The games against the teams that you had just mentioned are games that you can say, are we as good as the best in baseball? And the Royals went 7-12. They held their own for the most part. They didn't get dominated. They didn't get blown out. They didn't get destroyed. They held their own, right? And I think an older, more seasoned ball club probably wins more of those games than they ended up losing. So it was a good test for this young club. But if we're going to talk about a team making it into the postseason, these next three games against the Oakland A's, to me, are very, very important games. You've got to take at least two of three, if not sweep this series from Oakland, because you have a chance to stack wins. And when you have that shot, you've got to take it, right? You're not going to play the Oakland A's after this series again this year, right? You already beat them three times here in Kansas City. Now go out to Oakland and beat them six times, right? You can't, you know, let these games slip away. You can't let Oakland grab a game. You can't let the A's take two out of three. You got to go out there with the mindset of, okay, now it's time to keep a losing team losing. Now it's time to go out there and take care of business, because this is what ultimately is going to separate you. Nine games above 500 right now. You go take three from Oakland. Now all of a sudden you're headed to Texas. You're 12 games above 500 and you're feeling really good, and you start to put more separation between you and everybody else. If you go to Oakland this week and you take the A's lightly and you're not ready to go for this series and you lose two out of three to the Oakland A's, then we're kind of talking about what happened. Did they get their teeth kicked in and now aren't they able to recover from losing to some really good team? So I think these games are just as important, if not more important, than the gauntlet we just went through, because these are teams you're supposed to beat up on. These are the teams that you're supposed to use to get fat and happy and really give yourself wiggle room between you and everybody else in that wild card race.
You
right
got
now.
Nine games against losing teams coming up.
That's right.
In a row. Three against Oakland. Three against Texas. Mm-hmm. Texas, a losing team.
Losing
too,
team, yeah.
You know, gigantic money.
Right.
They're six under right now. And then you have the Marlins, who are one of the worst teams in baseball.
Correct. So you got nine games coming up against some of the worst records in baseball, right? What is your 7-2?
This is where you can't give anything back.
Right. This is the time we're talking about giving stuff back. It's not against the Yankees and the Dodgers. It's against the A's, the Rangers, and the Marlins.
Yes, that's where you decide if you're in things.
Yeah, this is it.
Those
right here.
Those types of games. If you beat the teams that are below you, just beat the teams that are below you.
Yeah,
and then fair or good enough against the teams that are ahead of you, and
correct,
you're comfortably in a postseason. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's how you put together a season. So yeah, I look at the next nine games and say, yeah, win six or seven. Let's go.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Josh, if the Royals end up not making it to the postseason this year, which I don't think is going to happen. I think this is a postseason team, and I've gone on record now for a while of saying I think they're going to be in the postseason. But if for some reason they don't make it into the postseason and they go like 2-7 or 3-6 in this stretch, this is the stretch we'll look back at and say these were the ones that got away. It's not the Yankees. It's not the Dodgers. It's not the Mariners. It's not the Indians. It's the A's. It's the Rangers. And it's the Marlins. These are the three teams right now that are facing you over the next 9 days that have losing records. Keep a losing team losing. Kick these teams in the junk and let's take care of business. Go 7-2, 8-1.
8:40 first pitch tonight on 610 Sports Radio. Vern, get you started tonight at 7:30. Matt Cotrero, Royal skipper, is going to join us today. Normally joins us on a Wednesday. He'll join us today coming up at 9 o'clock. So stay tuned for that. Mm-hmm. Coming up in 2.5 hours. Set the alarm or whatever you got to do to get back.
Because the first question we're asking him is, where the hell were you on Thursday after you got ejected?
Got thrown out of a game and didn't come sit with us.
Yeah. So
what was the deal?
Somebody on Twitter said, are you really going to ask that? And then they go, of course you are. Yeah. It's the first question. Yes. Yeah.
Why there were seats?
They were like those vented seats too. I had next. You could have had the air and breeze blowing through you.
Yeah, I didn't.
What
a
missed opportunity.
He would have. I'm still sweating from the plastic wear.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.